for that, and good luck for your with your talk at the senior center. Dayton, that was part of the reason I used to go and walk around the flea market was I had hopes of maybe someday finding a multi-ohmic ATR-4, which was a prototype radio, and my grandfather had one and apparently got rid of it when they moved. He moved out of Michigan. Anyhow, up next is N4IYL at the bottom of the list. Go ahead, Yule.
Thanks, Matt. Hi, N4IYL. I just want to comment on the incredible professionalism of Dan and the team that came in yesterday, putting the equipment in so efficiently. Having the right equipment makes such a huge difference. They had a Motorola station monitor device, which is portable, but portable really should be in quotes. It's a beast of a device. And that was just very elegant to see the computer get dialed in for modulation level and then even calibrating it to make sure that the sense is at acceptable level. So this was really done by the book. So my hat's off to the team that put it in there. It went in pretty much without a hitch. I wish all installs went that well. So it was just really cool to be a part of it. And for I will. Back to the day.
Yeah, someone in the Aero Club has one of those station monitors, and it is a large piece of equipment. It's about the size of one of those old compact, or no, they weren't even compact, Corona lug-oval computers. It was like the size of a large suitcase. Anyhow, we're at the bottom of the list. This is WSAU with it. U of M Sunday Night Net. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in? Please call now.